Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, none of us shall give his daughter to Benjamin in marriage. So the people came to Bethel and sat there before God until evening and raised their voices and wept profusely. And they said, why, Lord God of Israel, has this happened in Israel? That one tribe is missing today from Israel. And it came about the next day that the people got up early and built an altar there and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. Then the sons of Israel said, who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not go up to the Lord in the assembly? For they had taken solemn oath concerning anyone who did not go up to the Lord in Mizpah, saying, he shall certainly be put to death. Were sorry for their brother Benjamin and said, today one tribe is cut off from Israel. What are we to do? Wise for those who were left, since we have sworn by the Lord not to give him any of our daughters as wives. And they said, what one is there of the tribes of Israel that did not go up to the Lord? To the camp from Jabesh-Gilead to the assembly. For when the people were counted, behold, not one of the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead was there. And the congregation sent 12,000 of the valiant warriors there and commanded them, saying, go and strike the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, along with the women children. And this is the thing that you shall do. You shall utterly destroy every male and every woman who has slept with a male. And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known a man by sleeping with him. And they brought them to in the land of Canaan. Then the whole congregation sent word and spoke to the sons of Benjamin who were at the rock of Rimmon and proclaimed peace to them. And the tribe of Benjamin returned at that time. And they gave them the women whom they had allowed to live from the women of Jabesh-Gilead. But they were not enough for them.
For Benjamin, because the Lord had created a gap in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, what are we to do for wives, for those who are left, since the women have been eliminated from Benjamin? And they said, there must be an inheritance for the survivors of Benjamin, so that a tribe will not be wiped out from Israel. But we cannot give them wives from our daughters. For the sons of Israel have sworn, saying, cursed is he who gives a wife to Benjamin. So
side of the road that goes up from Bethel to Shechem and on the south side of Lebona. And they commanded the sons of Benjamin, saying, go and lie and wait in the vineyards and watch. And behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to take part in the dances, then you shall come out of the vineyards. And each of you shall seize his wife from the daughters of Shiloh and go to land of Benjamin. And when their fathers or their brothers come to complain to us, we shall say to them, give them to us voluntarily, because we did not take for each man of Benjamin a wife in battle, nor did you give them to them. Otherwise you will now be guilty. The sons of Benjamin did so, and took wives according to their number from those who danced, whom they see. And returned to their inheritance and rebuilt the cities and lived in them. And the sons of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and family. And each one departed from there to his inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.